Olympics 2008 from guardian.co.uk.
This is Ian Pryor in Beijing on the third day of the Olympics. Well, we've had two golds in 2 days now with first Nicole Cook in the women's road race. And just this morning, Rebecca Adlington had a fantastic swim in the women's 400 metres freestyle. The great thing about these medals is they're what you might call bonus golds. Nicole Cook was always expected to do well, but she wasn't one of the gold medals they'd planned on. And Rebecca Adlington's specialist discipline is the 800 metres freestyle, which is still to come. So for her to also pick up a gold in the 400 is an amazing thing for the British team and will give them a huge boost in the days to come. Probably even less expected than Adlington's gold was Jackson's bronze. I think it's 48 years since we've had a British gold in the swimming at the Olympics, and to have two medals in the same event just shows you how fast that team is progressing. No one really had flagged up the swimmers as the big medal hopes before the Games. All the attention was on the sailors, the cyclists, but to see them chipping in such style is great for the British team. In contrast to the success in the pool, there was relative disappointment for Tom Daly in his long-awaited debut in the Olympics here in the synchronised 10-metre platform diving with his partner Blake Aldridge. Daly and Aldridge were up against a really strong field that contained the Chinese pair, who are the world champions, and a very strong Russian pair as well, and finished up in 8th place, well behind the leaders. It had looked okay from the start. Their first dive had them in joint 3rd place, but things went a bit downhill after that for them. They were in 7th for a while, but kind of slipped again and struggled into last place by the end of the competition. For Daly, it's not too bad. It's his first Olympics. He'll be back for London 2012. His partner Blake Aldridge look a little more down in the mouth. I think for him, that's his last big chance at the Olympics.
China have, as expected, shot to the top of the medal table already, Ian, but it was the Americans that enjoyed success in the big basketball match last night.
Well, China versus America is the great overriding theme to these Olympic Games, particularly the kind of titanic battle for who can top the medals table. China aren't top so far, but you kind of expect that because the kind of sports we have at this stage of the Olympics in the first few days, like the shooting, the archery, the diving, the lesser sports, if you like, those are the ones that China has really targeted as the ones they can really rack up the medals in. You'd expect America to come back strongly in the swimming as the week progresses, and of course in the athletics next week, where they're by far the strongest nation. But for now, it's China on top. The predictions are that China will end up top of the medal table if everything goes to plan, but America aren't going to give that up without a fight. We've also had what is almost certainly going to be the quote of the Olympics so far this morning. Priceless doesn't quite do it justice. This is the games in which China has spent $40 billion. To put that in perspective, that's almost four times more than the kind of $12 billion or so we whinge about so much in relation to the London Games in 2012. But this morning at BOCOG, the organising committee's press conference, the representative was asked a rather strange question about the temperature of the aircon in the athletes' venues, and responded with the assertion that frugality is one of the guiding principles of the organising committee for these games. That's $40 billion worth of frugality for you.
For minute-by-minute coverage from our award-winning team, go to guardian.co.uk/Olympics.